Supporters of the ballot initiative in January turned in more than 45,000 signatures to the Division of Elections.
It was as difficult as giving away candy to kiddos on Halloween.
That's Sitka Democratic Representative Jonathan Crace Tompkins, one of the sponsors of the initiative, on what it was like to get people to sign.
I think there's a lot of belief that there's sort of room for reforms in the legislative institution and good government and public integrity and campaign finance and getting money out of politics, or at least making it more transparent. The vast majority of people believe these things.
Others sponsoring the initiative were independent representative Jason Gren and private citizen Bonnie Jack, both of Anchorage. The initiative would stop per diem payments to lawmakers if they fail to pass a state operating budget in the first 121 days of a session. It would also toughen state law on financial conflicts of interest for legislators, reimbursement for foreign travel, and campaigning by foreign corporations. Ketchikan non-affiliated Representative Dan Ortez says the limit on per diem pay makes sense to him.
While I agree it's important to keep a balance of power between the executive and the legislative branches, it just seems to me, it hasn't been convinced to me that we couldn't do what we need to do within the allotted time of 120 days, if not 90 days, and pass a budget. Because again, by the time we end up passing a budget, which we have to do, we can't leave until we do it, it ends up being a budget very similar to the budget we're talking about 30 to 60 days previous. And so
he's not the only lawmaker from Southeast who likes the measure. Juneau Democratic Representative Justin Parrish thinks it's worth supporting.
The ballot initiative has got some excellent points to it. It's got some really good anti-corruption language, which I think is solid. It does have a mechanism to penalize legislators if they fail to pass a budget in a timely fashion. I worry that that mechanism could incentivize sessions being held elsewhere. I hope that it doesn't come to that.
Others from Southeast, though, think the initiative is a bad idea.
The two primary supporters are new into the legislature. Neither one of them have ever done anything, and I don't think they even understand how it works.
That's Sitka Republican Senator Bert Stedman. He calls the measure ridiculous and has multiple concerns about the initiative.
We've had corruption problems in the state. I don't think it's in the best interest of the state to have legislators that, don't have the financial ability to basically buy a hamburger and to get bribed out on virtually hamburger dinners. I find it repulsive. The flip side of that is, I don't think you want a legislature that is dominated by people that never had jobs and never had any decision-making capacity. That's why you don't put an entry-level person in charge of your company.
He's not alone. Juneau Democratic Representative Sam Keto III calls the idea of withholding per diem without a budget short-sighted and patently unfair to many legislators.
So if we get called into a special session in Anchorage because we haven't passed a budget, I'm not going to be able to afford to go. I can't afford to go and pay for a hotel room while we're waiting for a budget out of my own pocket. I just can't.
Keto says the job costs him about $5,000 a year more than he makes on a legislator's salary. The governor is calling for tougher incentives, cutting off lawmakers' per diem and salary if they miss a 90-day deadline to pass a budget. If approved by voters, the ballot initiative would take effect in July of 2019. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.